This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, everyone. Hello, Melbourne.
Good morning, Melbourne.
We all got over our hangovers from our public holiday.
That's right. You went to the Melbourne Cup.
Well, I technically didn't go to the Cup.
What do you mean you technically didn't go to the Cup?
I didn't go to any of the race course. I just went to all the pre-parties and after-parties.
And was it good?
I went to a 7 a.m. mom breakfast, and I left there at 11.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You can tell that. Tell us about it a bit later on.
I actually got stopped by security trying to steal the cushions.
What?
Well, the mum champagne, and it was in gold, and it was really pretty, and I'd had a few to drink. And I just assumed they were like party gifts.
Is that where the Joy cushions have gone?
I'm not taking Joy cushions. I know what goes on in here. I listened to the show before ours. I've cleaned the stickiness up, yeah. I'm not touching cushions out of this studio.
Tom, what would you say if I told you that bringing back a woolly mammoth could solve climate change?
Oh, you mean like the big elephant with the big hairy elephant?
Yeah, the big hairy thing that was...
We have enough troubles bloody protecting the poor elephants that we have in this world. Why are we worrying about bringing back ones that were extinct thousands of years ago?
Well, they roamed the Earth 4,000 years ago.
Okay, well, I knew apparently. It was a while ago. I wasn't here. I mean, I know I'm old, but I'm not old.
Apparently in the Arctic, the permafrost, which has laid dormant for thousands of years, is starting to thaw out. And if it thaws out, there's going to be about 1.3 trillion tonnes of carbon dioxide release, which is more than double the current amount, is going to cause absolute catastrophe if that happens. But a team of scientists in Siberia believe they've got a radical solution. They want to reintroduce the woolly mammoth.
It's really funny when you say Siberia, because I always thought that's where you got sent to be punished because there was nothing there.
Yeah, well,
now
you're
telling me there's science in Siberia.
There's scientists there.
So it's not that bad to get sent to.
No, because you'd be a scientist. Well, anyway, they're going to impregnate an Asian elephant with a frozen mammoth cell, creating this hybrid animal. And what they plan to do is they will release them in Siberia, and the mammoth's apparently going to knock down tall trees that cause warming in the area. Therefore, the permafrost won't melt.
So now you're saying the trees are the cause of the permafrost melting.
That's what they're saying, which I don't understand, but they're saying because it's shielding the earth and it's creating this warmth, it's causing all this permafrost to melt, which could release all this gas.
Which is really bad. And do they realise how much an elephant farts? And then you're going to have a woolly mammoth.
Yeah. I mean, they will have to
creating more greenhouse. You know?
It's like that nursery rhyme. What's that woman? She swallowed the spider to catch
the fly. She swallowed a fly.
That's right.
And then she swallowed the spider. Then she swallowed like mice and then the dog and the cat.
That's right. So we'll have to just keep reintroducing animals to eat the animals that are meant to be solving climate change.
No, but that makes... how stupid are we as people? Worry about protecting what we've got, not trying to drag something else back. Have they not watched... Even I've watched Jurassic Park. Do you know what happens when you make... Yeah. This shit's going to turn around and come back at you. You'll be sitting there and drive through Macca's one day and some woolly mammoth will come through and steal my Happy Meal. I mean, it's not going to be happy. Yeah.
Well, it's been written up by one of a Swedish journalist, apparently, reported this.
A Swede in Siberia. Sounds really true.
In a book called The Reorigin of Species, and her name is Toril, and she admits that having a 5,000-kilogram neighbour that likes to tear down trees may be a little confronting.
I live in the suburbs. There's plenty of 5,000-kilo neighbours sitting around. They sit on their front couch on the bloody lounge and never leave it. We don't need another woolly mammoth. Just the woman next door hasn't changed her legs in a month.
Tom, this will appeal to you. It appealed to me. A presenter at the China International Import Expo captured great attention yesterday with an unusual device, a robot that can apply a person's makeup.
Oh!
A video filmed at the expo in Shanghai shows the robot arm applying makeup to a female mannequin head, and the robot arm uses mascara, brushes, and a variety of makeup tools to apply the makeup to the dummy's face.
Well, do you say I need makeup, Mr. Rattle?
No, but wouldn't it be good if we got one that shaves?
Oh, that would be good.
Like a robot. It just shaves us, Warren, not you.
if I had a
usefully manicured beard,
if I had a magic robot arm, the other things I'd rather prefer than employing a bit of.
And that brings me to the weather.
Tom, you went to the Cup. Well,
I went to the Cup day, so we're going to talk about my running with the badger.
What do you mean? Hang on, where'd you go first?
So I went to a morning breakfast champagne by Mum,
right,
which was very nice.
And then by your Mum.
No, Mum champagne.
Oh.
You know, the mum, you know, it's so nice. It's really nice. It's the best thing to drink at 7 a.m. If you're going to drink, let me tell you, go for the good stuff. Yeah. It doesn't affect you like that. Anyway, so we did that. I got drunk enough that I put on some swing. I pushed some angel woman off that was blowing bubbles so I could swing on it.
Is there footage of this?
I think there's footage of me trying to hang on. But
oh, it's on our social media. God, Andy's already put it up.
Oh, God, I hope not. Anyway, so we go through and we had fun. We did mum. And then we were meant to leave. And then did you see the weather come
through? The weather was so bad.
So we just sat in there until 11 o'clock. And I got drunk enough that I thought I was going to start taking memorabilia. Like I said, I got stopped and asked not to. So, oops, okay, we did it.
Because you tried to take the cushions.
A Crown. How lovely were Crown? So we had the most beautiful room in Crown. We went off, but we went to the after party on the roof of Crown.
Right.
Yeah, in the big marquee.
So you didn't go to the races at all?
No. Look, this is going to make me sound hypocritical here. I don't like horse racing. I find it very cruel. I find it horrible. I just don't get the concept of people. And it's the whole betting thing as well. I don't like. I love the animal. The horse is gorgeous. I love anything that can. But yeah. So is that hypocritical to not go to the races but to go to the party before and after?
Well, some may view it as being hypocritical.
I felt. But listen, I had a great outfit. Listen, I bought some good shoes. I needed an excuse to wear them.
I think for me, I mean, I noticed there was something in, I think it was the Herald Sun today, saying that people should stop criticising the Melbourne Cup. And maybe the people should stop criticising it. But, you know, I'm not a fan of it either. I think betting, everyone's getting drunk, you know what I mean? And it's just, it's also, think of the consumption, like all those bottles and plastic and everything, all for this one event, and then the cruelty to animals on top of it. That's my view, but I realise everyone has different views.
I mean, you said three things there, and one of them was great and the other two were bad. I mean, the betting and the cruelty to animals, the thing, but you weren't about how much people are drinking. Oh, grow up, Nana.
No, but I'm talking.
Sorry, Nana. You have a butterscotch out of your purse. You have a little sip of brandy.
No, but it's like the everything's put into one, is what I'm saying. In one event.
It's the one day we get off, we don't have to go to work, and it's not go, you know, go hard or go home, isn't the attitude.
Well, maybe I'm miserable because I was riding my bike and I got caught in the deluge. So yeah, I was absolutely soaked
and
miserable.
And I was drunk as a skunk when that happened, and that was the best thing I'd ever heard. But we'll talk about that one later. So I go off to the after, so we're invited. So we've never attended, Wayne and I, any of these big things. It was just full of every second-rate celebrity who wanted to be. I saw people's underwear.
What? Did they see yours?
No, the way she fell back on the couch and the legs get spread, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, never in my life. God, I wish I could say people's names. I can't be sued. But the only one I can mention is person's name, who's because now in the newspaper, Mr. Cummings, the old bachelor, asked me who I was and what I do. And I told him that my name was Tom from Gogglebox and I watch TV for a living.
Yeah.
And he goes, I thought so. And he said, well, you can effing keep walking on.
Really?
And turned his back on
me. Why did he say that to you?
Well, because I told him that he wasted 12 weeks of my life and that went to TV. But the silly thing was he did it right in front of the Daily Telegraph and 40 other people. The place went quiet. You could hear crickets. He turned around and I've gone, oh, listen here, sweetheart, I've got three logies and you're unemployed. I'm doing okay. And next minute I thought, oh, shit, that man's about 6'4" and got muscles like a shit. I'm going to get punched. Lucky he kept walking. The whole place laughed.
And so then, did it get reported, did it?
Well, it did, because they said to me, and I said, I don't know why he's upset. I go, it wouldn't have mattered whether it was the beaver, the badger, or Humphrey B. Bear. I would have made the joke about, you know, we watched The Bachelorette for a Love Story. 12 weeks later, he dumps him so he can, I don't know. I think the only thing he likes is himself, from what I could see last night.
So, Tom, would you go again to the...
Me and Wayne walked out. Never.
I mean, it was a pretty exclusive event. Most of us wouldn't have access to it.
Do you know, it's one of those things you're excited, like you want to go and you think, oh, my God, you're in rooms with all these people and you think it's going to be great. It was horrible. It was full of... No one cared to look you in the eye because they're always looking over your shoulder to see who's better than you that's walking through the door.
Oh, I hate that.
Or everyone just wants to tell you who they were. Oh, I study acting. I'm a model, you know. They were gorgeous, I'm telling you. Even Wayne said at one stage, my neck is that sore from just swinging my head from one side to the other.
What were you doing?
They were so bloody gorgeous and they just strutted up and down this marquee. It was like, yeah. And see, I stood behind a little velvet rope in the VIP section.
Right. Yeah,
which, I mean, it was nice, but there wasn't enough protection between me and the unwashed. Hey, what? I asked the apprentice for a drink, and what has he bought me? I said, I need a gin and tonic for my sinuses, and he's bought me coffee.
What do you mean for your sinuses?
I was reading a medical journal, and it said gin and tonic is good. And I've got sinus problem. You heard me, I had to blow my nose.
What a load of rubbish. You read that. That's been doing the rounds for ages. People saying, oh, you have a gin and tonic because it cures hay fever.
I have a prescription from my doctor in my back pocket that says that I'm allowed to drink gin and tonic for sinusical reasons.
That's a load of rubbish.
Oh, is there?
Absolutely. All the gin doesn't have the histamines in it, that's all. And it doesn't, you know, people don't necessarily get an allergic reaction to it. That's all that is. People are going around saying, no, you have a gin and tonic, it cures hay fever. That's been doing the rounds for about a year.
Well, it cures my hay fever. Well, actually, no, it makes it a lot easier to look at you in the morning.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.